Anonymous from Zurich asks, at the time of a bris, the custom is to give the name to a child and to wish him, Kishem Shenichnas Lebris, Ken Yikonish, Latorah, Lechup, Lemaisen Tovim. I heard once that what we are in fact wishing the child is that he should be able to develop his potential that lies in his name, so that his name in this world should match his heavenly name. But how does somebody know what lies in his name? And is this wish realistic? Otherwise, how would the rabbi explain this bracha? What is it that we are wishing the child in terms of potential, according to the rabbi? Basically, what you heard is true. One of the ideas of Kishem Shenichnas Labris refers to the person's name. A name refers to a person's qualities, abilities, capabilities. Doesn't necessarily mean the name as we call him and we know it, even though there too very, very deeply esoteric ideas are that the person's name really represents the person in all of his facets and in his essence. Could be that we are not able to discern that. But the rabbis say that really a person has four names. The name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, the name that his parents give him, the name that his friends give him, and the Iker is the name that he makes for himself. And the idea being that certain qualities, abilities, capabilities are innate to the neshama of every person, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each neshama differently and gave it, invested it with various qualities that make it unique and able to fulfill its unique purpose and mission in this world. That's the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. There are certain qualities, abilities, and capabilities that come through heredity, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu filters to a person through his parents, his ancestors, that's called heredity. That's the name your parents give you. There are certain qualities, abilities, and capabilities that a person gets from his environment. That's the name that your friends give you. However, all of that is just potential. It's like big zeros. If you have a lot of zeros, it's still zero. The main thing is what you make of all of that. If you put a number in front of a lot of zeros, it's a big number. So if you develop that potential, then it is significant. If you never develop the potential, it's not significant at all. So we wish the child, on the day of his bris, is the time that his Nishmas Yisrael enters him, that with the same potential that he entered the bris, he should enter Torah, Chuppah, Maisim Tovim, and develop his potential. How does one know what his potential is? He should see what his talents, abilities, capabilities are, and develop them through learning Torah, through developing his Midos Tovos, and so on.